welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and I'm thrilled for you to meet my friend Rachel Pesso. So not only is she my friend, but she has also helped me so much with my branding, and she's also my website designer. So she's a brand experience designer who spent the last 8 years helping incredible passion-fueled entrepreneurs and companies make a massive impact on this planet with their big dreams. So she uses a blend of high-level strategy, collaboration, and deep love to create websites, ebooks, and other visual elements that really move people. She believes passion should lead every step of their lives. So the things that she loves are exploring the world, telling stories, transforming perspectives, and spending time with people who matter most. And she has got a very incredible special offer throughout this podcast. So stay tuned not only for amazing information on branding, how you can stand out, how you can be different, how you can really tell your story in your own way, but also stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss what she is going to gift you guys with. So let's get started. Rachel, I'm so incredibly excited to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I love this. We sound so professional. Like, this is not how we talk at all. Okay, guys, for those of you who do not know, Rachel is somebody who I have worked with for the last, has it been 2.5 years?
Yeah, I think it's been, maybe 3 years.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So last 3 years on my website, on branding, and I know she wants to get her hands in there even more because I need a lot of help, you guys. But she's been really, really amazing for me. And I will tell you that I had to bring her on this show because I know that my struggles are everybody's struggles who has a new business, who's trying to figure out their voice, who has a massive message to get delivered to the world, but just doesn't know how to make it pretty. And that was so me. So when I found Rachel, literally her website to me was just like a breath of fresh air. You know, when you're reading something and it's like, do you need this? I was like, yes, or this, yes, this is all me. So she's just grown so much along with me. And it's really exciting because to me, she's always been a professional, but to see the level in which she's taken it to and just following the trends and really watching the giants and what they're doing and bringing it to you and making it accessible is very, very exciting. So Rachel, I'm so excited to have you here, and you've got some really cool stuff for us today, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited to kind of share where I'm at and what I have coming out and where I'm going and all that good stuff.
So awesome. So I, instead of me slaughtering what you do and word vomiting all over these people, I would love for you to let everybody know what exactly it is that you've helped me with and what you are currently doing right now.
Yeah, sure. So basically I, you know, from a full level, I actually help people dive into every aspect of their brand. So from the beginning stages where we're diving into their vision and creating their photo shoots, from the concepts involved in that until all the way up until their branding, logo, website design, and then even into their, you know, social media consistency of their brand. So we're constantly working on how to create a unique vision and voice for their businesses.
Oh, I love that. And you know, as I was listening to you talk, you really create the physical look of what their voice is. So that's really, really awesome. That's what you did for me. I know it was so crazy to see it all come together, from the process of, you know, the Pinterest boards to the colors to the fonts to what I wanted people to feel like when they landed on my page. So I know that I have wasted, I can't necessarily say wasted, but we're just going to get really honest. I've gone through like three people before you, three different web designers, and it just, there was no process there. And it's so overwhelming just to come up with your business in general, let alone all of your content, your pictures, all of that stuff. So can you take me through the process of exactly what you do?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess one area where I think that I kind of am a little bit more unique is that I really have a collaborative process. So we really start off together through this journey. It's not like I'm just going to be expecting you to come up with things and me delivering things and executing things. It's kind of this constant, you know, conversation, I would call it, where we're going back and forth and I'm sharing, you know, ideas and you're sharing ideas and then we're creating it. Well, I'm creating it and sharing it with you. But so we start off working on your Pinterest board. Obviously, we keep that private, so it's just us. We dream up everything from, you know, poses for your photo shoot to textures, colors, other design elements that you like. Basically, everything based around the conceptual part of your brand, which is like the concepts that you really want people to get from your vision and your story. So those are always something that we're putting into consideration, like when we're doing the logo, the Pinterest board, the photo shoot, all of those things go back to your story and your vision and, you know, the concepts that we embedded into all of those things. Mm. And then from there, we dive into, you know, we really like choose colors and fonts and I help you with the photo shoot. And then once we have all that, we start on the website design and really dive into the different pages. And everything's live. I mean, I share my Photoshop file with you guys. You see the design on the back end. We change things together. And I really feel that, you know, this type of collaboration helps you come up with ideas you would never kind of get to on your own. So it's fun. I mean, it's really just, it's the part of the process that I like the best. You know, and it's just, that's it.
I love that. So you guys, we're going to dive into this a bit more, but something that I want to let you guys know is the reason why I wanted to have her on this podcast is because this is probably one of the biggest things I hear from people who are starting a business or who are, you know, whether you're a giant in your business or whether you're starting out or in the middle of your business, she truly has some things for everybody to gain more clarity. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. It's funny. I told her I was going to have her on my podcast as soon as she had something for the masses of people about brand clarity and creating a clear vision about your brand. And she has it. So stay tuned because she's going to be offering you something super special for some extra brand clarity and just really figuring out what your voice is and what that looks like, what the physical form of that looks like. And it's a really, really beautiful process. So we'll talk more about that towards the middle to end of this conversation. But for right now, Rachel, I know that you also love to work with people one-on-one. So describe your perfect client to me right now.
So yeah, my perfect client is, you know, the person who's done massive exploration with their brand in the past. You know, not always. I mean, some people have these extremely big visions that just need, you know, the help tuning into that voice. But really, most of my ideal client is the person that's been dreaming this up for weeks, months, maybe even a year. They've been thinking and brewing and working on all the concepts and ideas. So normally the person that I work with that's done with and completed this process with me, it feels like they birthed something because it's that connected to them. So really it's big visionaries, people that are really making big impact in this world. Like not just, and I say big, it doesn't have to be big, you know, like big is kind of a weird word, but it just means, you know, big in what it is, like creating something super impactful. So I think that that's something that I'm really connected to. It makes me excited about what you're doing when there's, you know, you're trying to reach massive amounts of people or impact. And that's, you know, makes the process for me even more exciting.
I love that. Why is this important, Rachel? Why is it so important to have this clear voice and this branding and make sure that it's so, just so you?
Yeah. So it's really important because, I mean, everybody knows there's so much out there now. I mean, everywhere you look, there's a brand, there's a video, there's something, and people want to be heard. So I think everybody has a unique voice and vision and story. And I think that, you know, spending the time on that and really zoning into those, you know, those unique qualities will help people connect with you on a higher level. So it's really about your why. Why are you doing this? You know, and by tapping into that place, that creates your unique why. I mean, nobody else has that why. So, you know, that for me is why people should do this. It's so you can be connected to what it is that you're creating and other people can be connected to it. And you can stand out and you can impact and you can, you know, be heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one thing I loved about the process with you was the constant reminder to be me. And because, you know, you do look at other brands and you're like, okay, I want to be like Marie Forleo mixed with Gabby Bernstein, mixed with Jack Canfield. And you're like, okay, but where's you? This is all great, but where's you? And I think it's so vital to have those reference points. But it was a constant reminder of like, all right, but let's make sure you're in here. And I know we're talking about that right now with even a rebrand for me, because you do change so much. You change so much and you grow, but you have to have this reference point. But I would love for you to kind of share for some people who maybe aren't going to have the, you know, super amazing experience of working with you because they're not there yet. But what are some things that can, that they can do, maybe some processes, or what are some processes that you put people through to know their voice, to really get them out there despite the reference points?
Definitely. And I'm happy you brought that up because that's something that, you know, everybody struggles with. It's like Marie Forleo, like she struggles with finding, you know, that part of her. And everybody looks at other people, like whether it's Oprah, whether it's, you know, they're all looking, everybody's looking at examples of things. So I think like one thing to keep in mind is just really like knowing what, I guess what I can say is like diving into being you is the place that people connect the most with. So what I tell people is, you know, even if you've never seen somebody do what you're trying to do, don't be afraid of that because it doesn't mean that it's wrong or right. Or, you know, a lot of the times when we're in this creation mode, it's easy to get worked up. Like, I've never seen that before. Is this really the right way to execute this? But really, like, there's no right or wrong. And when it comes to your unique story, I think being yourself and really letting people see that part of you is what's going to speak for itself. And so ways to really be yourself is, and making sure that you do, because even when I was doing my own rebrand, I found myself being like, wait, this isn't really me. Because you're, even though you might not be like literally comparing yourself to people, you, it's embedded in you because you're constantly viewing things in the world and seeing things. So for a while, I actually tell people, don't look at things, don't look at other things, like look in art books, look in, you know, go to your favorite store, go look at your products that you love, like things that inspire you on that creative standpoint, because there's so many places to draw from. It doesn't have to be, you know, I looked on this website and I saw this picture that I really like, or they did it right and it's the right feel. Like, I think there's so many different areas that you can tap into.
And I can speak to the just the idea of, you know, there've definitely been times where I'm like, oh, I love this, but it's so opposite of who I am, even though I love it. And it can, you know, we change so fast, but what the golden thread through all of it is that we are ourselves. And mm-hmm. it's kind of like a year or 2 years later, I'm like, whoa, that is so not me. And it's blaringly clear later, like, wow, that was really not me. Cause at the core, this is who I am. So everything that I do, I'm kind of weighing against, like, what does this really authentically feel like? Is this really me? Or is this a perception of who I want to be? And while of course on your website, you want it to be a kind of a, sometimes, you know, you definitely want the most glamorized version of yourself. And then you also want the most you version of yourself. So I think that's the end of the spectrum that is, like, for me, I try to think of swinging in, not like, is that totally not even me? Or is this just me glammed up? Because that's still you. Or is this you just, like, comfortable around your house or whatever that, you know, whatever that is for you. So I love the different processes because you do take people through a process. And I think a lot of times we forget to ask ourselves questions. So what are some of the main questions that you think are most important to ask yourself through this process?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, also, I can say that a lot of the times what people wish in their websites is to be perceived in a certain way. And then there's this whole thing, well, am I really that way? Or do I really just want people to see me that way? You know, and then you're like, am I being a fake? Like, no, you're not. Like, a lot of the times, you know, people are just working, like, they know how they want to be perceived and they know the story they want to tell. And sometimes, like, you have to wear a different outfit maybe you wouldn't wear to tell that story, but it's still you. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're faking it. So I just wanted to reiterate that because a lot of the times people get caught up in that, like, well, I don't dress like that, but for my photo shoot, I'm all decked out, you know?
But, yes.
You know, I mean, of course, we'd all love to be dressed in robes and have people buy our products, but at the end of the day, that might not cut it.
For those of you who don't know, we just had this conversation before we started recording because I do Facebook Live in my bathrobe every day. And I was like, okay, well, how do I show people that I want to be like this super glamorous, high-powered businesswoman? Because I can be sometimes, right? Like when I'm speaking, but I'm also, you know, I connect with people in my bathrobe and drinking coffee every morning. We decided that maybe the bathrobe and drinking coffee wouldn't necessarily sell too many programs with no makeup on. But you know, they get that tangible touch point in other places as well. It's like, you know, what do you do?
So some of the questions that I would say that people should and can ask themselves is, you know, what purpose will my website serve? You know, what, how do you want people to feel when they visit your website? You know, what actions do you want them to take? And then, you know, going a little bit further, maybe, you know, what are the people coming to your website struggling with? You know, stuff like that really helps you dive into the meaning behind things, which I'm a big believer on, like, things need to have meaning. Like, it's great to make things look beautiful, but if they don't have meaning, then people can't connect with it in the way that you would like them to when they're on your website. Like, it might make sense to you, but just because you like the color pink, like, I won't get that, you know, like, there needs to be a connection somewhere in there. So that's kind of, those are the main things that I would say are related to that.
I love that because even if you don't have a website, you guys, and, you know, I work with so many people who do network marketing or who get themselves across on their podcast through an Instagram or something like that, just anything, right? For any business or any branding, you can replace the word website with how do I get myself across in my social media? These are all the same exact questions that she pointed out that I ask myself, always giving value. Does the picture have a purpose? And I'll tell you, I've done so many photo shoots where I didn't have a plan and those pictures get wasted. They're beautiful, but people feel that it's just like, oh, it's me. And I didn't have a plan for those. It's like intentional purpose, telling a story, tapping in, you know, and that goes along with the process that she does is it's like, what's the intention behind this shoot? What are you trying to, you know, now when I shoot, I have her voice in my head and it's like, what do I want people to feel like with this picture? Oh, I want women to feel empowered or I want them to be able to know that they can feel powerful, but let loose and have fun and relax, but be these many different different personas. And the energy comes through in the pictures, don't you agree, in people's photos?
Definitely. And I think that when you think about these questions and you think about the reasons why you're doing things, it's like an unspoken understanding between the photograph, the screen, and the user. Like, you just can see the story. And that's the other part of it. I mean, again, it's great to take beautiful pictures of yourself in beautiful places, and those photos are great on websites, but if they have the right words paired with them and they have the full story being told through on the website, then people get it. They get why you're showing a picture of you on the beach and then a picture of you traveling and a picture of you working out. Like, then they're seeing the whole picture. So I think that that's, again, one of the biggest things, because it's great to focus on one thing, but what I work on with most of my clients is how to tell the whole story. And it's not just the main concepts. Like, we want the details. We want to share with them the little steps. So I think that, you know, again, when you dive into those, it just changes the way people interact with your brand.
Yes. So important. And I think, you know, believe me when I'm saying that, like, being intentional with each photograph, I've done it all. I've screwed up on all of it. And this is, you know, that's really next level things. And that's why I think it's important, once you realize that you have a message, you really must get out, and that it's important to affect other people. Just knowing that story for yourself is so powerful, because it does go across your website and it does go across your social media, and it does attract the right person. You know, even now when I'm doing social media, it's like, I know I'm clear on who I am and what I'm doing a lot from the work that we did together, Rachel, because I'm always thinking of, is this in alignment, not with my brand, but who I am. And I think when you use the word brand, it is who you are. You know, what is your brand? When you ask that question, you go through your process. It's like, who are you really? Like, strip it all away. Who are you really? And how can we carry you through everything in a way that will attract people? So yeah, there's a lot of thought that goes into that, because we don't walk around every day going, look at me, this is who I am, I hope this attracts you. So, you know, but it's first impressions, right? It's first impressions. So sometimes we get that first impression to make a big impact for them to hear our message. And sometimes if I just walked around in a bathrobe with a cup of coffee, I'm not going to get that first opportunity. So I love that. This is just clarity on, you know, maximizing and being seen for who you really are, so you can bring more people in so they can hear your ultimate message. And when you know that story, it's really powerful. So what are some of the main mistakes you see people make? I know I made them all.
Yeah. So, and you know what? Most people have made them all, because there really hasn't, and not that there aren't, but not always do people know where to start with this. So they just dive right in. But really, I guess one of the biggest mistakes is investing thousands of dollars on a website without being clear on what you're offering and really why people are going to be coming to your website, and what they need, you know, what you're trying to achieve with that website. And a lot of the times it's, and I don't want to tell people not to do that. You know, like, I want people to take the action and get something out there. Like, I'm not preaching perfectionism. Like, I'm a firm believer, like, try, even if it's not perfect, like, just get it out there. But I'm also, you know, I don't really believe in investing thousands of dollars on something when you're unclear. So, you know, some of these steps that we talked about, like, they don't take that long, you know, they take time to, like, dive into it, but it's something that you can definitely do and be more prepared when you're investing. So that's mistake. That's one of the main mistakes. I guess the next mistake would be, you know, people that are maybe scared to make the investment or anxious about making such a big investment that they try and cut corners by choosing, you know, like, do-it-yourself fixes and, you know, maybe discount designers that, like, are saying, we can get this out there for you. But the issue is, if they don't do all those things we just talked about, they end up being disappointed with the results. So then, again, it ends up being kind of like, the investment was pointless, because you're not happy, and you don't know if the people that you put your website out there are going to be happy. So I think those are two big ones.
Well, those were two of the biggest ones for me, yeah, for sure. I just, you know, all I could hear in my head was, I need this. I have to have this. This is where, you know, at what everyone in my industry is doing. If I want to share anything or sell anything or take the next steps, I have to have this website. And so, you know, and then I thought, well, I don't want to go with just this little guy who maybe just gets me a website out there and it feels homemade. So I want to invest a bit of money. Well, I didn't have my voice yet. I wasn't clear. I didn't know what I wanted it to look like. I didn't know what the shoot should look like. I didn't know what I wanted to offer on there. I didn't know how people wanted to feel, or I didn't know how I wanted people to feel, right? What the end result for the person landing on the page was. There's so much that you can do that if you are going to go with somebody who, you know, is maybe within your budget, who's maybe less expensive than you would like to go with. I'm just reiterating totally on what you said, because it's so important for people to hear, because it was such a good point, is that if that is all you can afford, do the work before. And if you're like, well, what is the work before? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, because this is why I wanted to have her on. I like got so giddy and jumped up and down because I have just had the best experience with you and so much clarity. And it's just getting more and more and more clear, as I know that you are getting so much more clear on exactly what you want to help people with. So, you know, Rachel wants to work with people who are like the gladiators of, you know, their message, and they know what they want, and they just want somebody to really just get them so clear on the visuals and exactly what that voice is. But she also created something for everybody who has an idea, really wants to start getting their message out, but isn't totally clear on their voice, isn't totally clear on their branding, maybe doesn't know their style, doesn't really know where to begin. And I can tell you that if I would have had this, I probably would have cut back on 3 different middlemen and 3 years. And you know, while I'm grateful for those experiences, because boy, I sure can talk to you guys about it now. I definitely would love to spare you of those. So I want to talk about that. You have invested a lot of time and of yourself and of just your soul into this new brand discovery guide that you created. So it's called The Brand Discovery, you guys. And I just want to read to you what it is. It is the complete guide to crafting your business's voice, vision, and alignment. So it's really figuring out who you are, what your voice is, what your vision is, and what that would look like for you on paper. And let me tell you, even if you're not about to create a website, just the freedom of this around how you're speaking, what you're doing on your social media. So if you have a network marketing business or anything like that, this will be totally helpful for that as well. What pictures are you posting? What are you doing? But for those of you who are about to invest in a website or their second website, I really want to dig into this, Rachel. So why did you create this?
Yeah. Great. So one of the main reasons why I created this is anybody with a mission or, you know, a big idea or a successful brand, they all need support with kind of this part of the process, which is really figuring out, you know, your branding. And so this guide will walk you through the basics of what you need to get started and help you make the right choices along the way. You know, I really, with creating this, I wanted to help you avoid making these common mistakes, because really, like, the most upsetting thing for me is when people come to me and they're like, I've spent $30,000 on my branding and I still don't have a result that I'm happy with. And that's like seriously heartbreaking to me, first off. Second of all, you know, I'm thinking, oh my God, how come nobody told you that there's another way and there's something that could have been done? And so that's really why I created this. And I really want, you know, people to be able to know where to start. I mean, nobody that I've spoken to recently, like when they're first starting out, they don't know where to start. And so, you know, that's really where the start of this brand discovery came from. It's like, how can I share with people where to start, the resources they need to know, the things they need to dive into, and the steps, you know, what are the steps that will help them kind of get there?
Mm. I love that. And it's so much freedom to have yourself in one spot, have your message, have your vision, have everything. I just want to speak to what it does for you. Not only does it save you time so you can get to the point of what you actually want to be doing in the world, because when people ask who you are or what you do, they can land in one spot and figure it all out and know if you're for them or not. And the more clear you are on you and your business, the more clear you are on the clientele or the person who you want to work with. And it just makes life so much easier because it saves you from, wow, this is totally not the right person that I was supposed to be working with. Or, wow, that was a really terrible experience. I think I was way too expansive on who I thought I was and who I could help. And it goes through everything, you guys. It's also like I just keep referring to network marketing because it's so helpful for so much of, if you're in direct sales, if you're in network marketing, if you are selling one program from your Instagram, if you're a fitness person, it's like being clear on who you're not and who you don't want to help is, it frees you up so much time to really get in your zone of genius. So I think that's what this is. It's like branding yourself into where you love to be. Because who doesn't want to wake up every day and be thriving in exactly what their purpose is and clear? I mean, it gives you so much more time and it just makes you so much more excited to jump out of bed and work on your business and who you are, because it is who you are. It's just like an extended version of who you are is your website and your branding and your business and all of that stuff. So I know a lot of people get super overwhelmed sometimes. So what does this guide do to help you get clear?
So that's great you asked that, because basically, you know, and even when I created this, I'm like, oh my God, there's a lot of stuff in this. Like, am I going to overwhelm people? But really, like, you can do this at your own pace. I mean, you can do, you know, topic one, topic two, and then take a break. Or, you know, I think that, you know, it's really something that if you just take the little exercises that are given through the book and you kind of break those out into just doing them, I think the way that I've broken it down, it separates it enough so it's not going to be this overwhelming thing. And you know what? You might not know all the answers. That's the other part. If you don't know the answers, that's okay. It just means that's where you know you need to work a little bit harder and dig a little deeper, because you want to know the answers to these things, because if you kind of move forward without knowing the answers, they might show up in other places later on. And I just think that, again, if you don't know all the answers now, that's fine. And that's where you can kind of lean on somebody for help. Mm. The other big benefit of this brand discovery is that I've included kind of a bonus PDF workbook, I guess you can call it. It's called The Creative Brief, and it breaks down all the juicy details. So basically all the exercises in the book are kind of broken out into this other PDF. So that way you can go through the guide on your own and kind of just read through it and take it all in. And then afterwards you can go through the questions and really dig deep in. I think that makes it less overwhelming, like just kind of reading it through as if it's something that you're, you know, just learning about. And then the best part about the creative brief is when you are ready to work with somebody, whether it's a copywriter, a photographer, you have a whole team that you want to share kind of all of these visions with, like then you have this PDF where you can send and share with everybody else. And then they can see all these answers. Mm. So it's all in one place and it makes it easy. No overwhelm.
It's literally, it's everything. It's so important to, you know, we're going to go back and do this again in our company and our team, because we're bringing some new people on board too. And then we're just taking it to the next level. We know that it's way past time to do that. But you know, you do what you can. You're functioning on whatever you can. I want to point that out to you guys, is that you just do the best you can until you realize there's something better. And I'm just saying right now, there's something better for you to do that's easy. So do this. Okay. So now that we're past that, I'm doing this again with my team, and I'm going to try to do it with everybody. Like build it in every 3 months, because I want everybody to have the same voice. And when we're making any marketing material, when we're making any posts, when we're making taking on any clients, I want the voice to be so clear so that we are attracting that person. We're putting like out the bat signal for the exact right person, because that's what you really, that's where you really want to be. Because I really do believe that life can be easy and fun when you are, the more clear you are, the more clear your business is going to be. And then you also know exactly what products that you do and do not want to create and what will work with your audience and what will not. So it's just great questions, because you're evolving so much as a person that you want to make sure that it's always on brand with how you're feeling and how your ideas are changing or what your clients are looking for. Okay, so what else do you want to add about this? What else are you excited about?
Yeah, so one thing that I'm excited about is just that as much as I like people to do things themselves, I'm also a firm believer of getting help when you need it. So, amen. You know, I'm not the one that's going to say, have a friend do your photo shoot. Like, no, do not have your friend do your photo shoot. That's a place where I think you really should invest. So we dive into that in the guide as well, like how to hire the right photographer, how to hire, you know, the right copywriter, designer, like, really, like, who do you need on your team to help you succeed? And whether you're there or not, fine. It doesn't matter. I think it just kind of knowing these things help you at least know kind of where to go in the future, because everybody has these questions. You know, we even include a photo shoot checklist and things you just need to know when you're going through this process. Mm-hmm. And again, this is the real deal. This is what I do with my VIP clients. It's not, you know, it doesn't matter what level you're on. This is all, you know, relative.
Mm-hmm. So because I love to share all my favorite people, AKA you, I'm also just going to give a shout out if you're in LA area to Randy Marie Photography, because I'm obsessed with her. So that's West Coast. So California, if you're in LA area, how about you? Do you have one? You're more, East Coast. So do you know any people?
Well, I can say that I love Kat Harris. She's in New York City, and I know she also goes to LA as well. But I'm currently living in Florida now, so I haven't quite found my go-to photographer yet in the area, but I'm on the hunt.
All right. Well, maybe someone in Florida can let you know, because I'm great for references. Okay. I love to share references. I think it's vital. Until my references become too busy for me, that's not okay. So always carve me out at least 15 minutes. All right. but for real, you guys, us, like all of us women, we need to use each other, utilize each other, and men. But share all the great things. So, okay. Tell me more about, exactly who, should be purchasing this.
Yeah. I mean, again, it just goes back to wherever you are in the process. If you have a brand new idea that you want to hash out, this could be the right place for that as well. And it's also for the person who maybe had a few websites. Like, again, I'll go back to the same story. I've had numerous clients tell me they've spent $30,000 on branding and website design, and they never did any of these things, anything in my whole guide, like never. And I'm thinking, wow, like that's scary, number one. And number two, like I'm so upset that, you know, I want everybody to be able to have access to this, which is, again, why I've created it, because it's not something that's a secret. It's something that literally everybody benefits from. If somebody comes to me after they've done this to work with me, like, it's a blessing. It's like, wow, they've done the work. They know what they want. Mm-hmm. Now I can create an even clearer vision and execute the right branding vision. So it's great.
So how about for people, and I know this is not necessarily, I think it ties into it, but for the listeners on here who maybe have somewhat, like maybe they want to create something, but they just kind of want to get clear on how they're coming across, just as themselves, like maybe they work for someone, or maybe they're a, you know, contractor for someone. Are there some questions that you can ask yourself just to get clear on your message?
Definitely. I know that kind of in topic one, where we're diving into brand clarity, which is really like the basic, you know, why are you doing this? Who is it for? What will it serve? So again, I use website a lot in there, but it can apply to anything, any product, any, you know, I did want to mention this, that even a lot of the times, not all brands are just one person. So like I've worked with a lot of people that have full-blown products that we go through the same process with. And it's not about the individual person. It's about the whole brand, you know? So like what brand, you know, what, like what products are the whole brand offering, you know, what, you know, what words do you want people to feel for the whole brand, not just the individual. So that's always something good to remember. Like if you're out there and listening to this and you, you know, have multiple businesses and they're not about you, that's totally fine as well. This is really just about, you know, branding and discovering, you know, the specifics around the concepts associated with your brand.
Amazing. So I just want to touch on a couple of different topics that they'll be getting on here. I just want to read some off. So things like, let's see, I want to start with one here, Rachel. Will you take us through the steps? Just read your number one, yeah. Number two, what they are.
Sure. Number one is brand clarity. That's really just diving into your vision. Number two is defining your mission statement. So that's where we'll just define kind of, you know, like an overall overall meaning of your brand. Step three, topic three is defining your brand look and feel. So more of like the visual stories. That's where we'll dive into the Pinterest boards and colors and fonts. Step four is rocking your photography, like how to create the best photo shoot. Topic five is basic website planning. So again, this is like really just helping people get organized when it comes to their website and what they're trying to create. And topic six is templates versus custom and mobile design. So again, this is an area that I think a lot of people skip, but some good info there. And topic seven, consistent branding. And lastly, topic eight is timeline and hiring the right team.
I love it. Okay, awesome, you guys. So hopefully you are all feeling a little bit of relief if you were in the same spot that I was in. And where can we find this? Where can we follow you? Because you just offer, even if you're not going to do this, you guys, hopefully you got a lot of good nuggets. And she gave you guys some great questions that you can ask yourself, whether you have a business or not, that I just think we should know as human beings. Some really great questions around, you know, what is your message? Who exactly do you want to impact? And I think that you can hold that within just how you show up everywhere in your life. But if you do have a business, if you do have something that you are not feeling clarity around, definitely at least go and follow, because she gives such great just info and clarity just on her site. But if I want this, where can I get it?
Sure. Yeah. It's going to be on rachelpesso.com. I will be updating my website as soon as it goes live with an ebook tab at the top. So you'll be able to purchase the ebook there. And then obviously you can also connect with me on Facebook, Rachel Pesso Design. And that's kind of where I'm showing up most days.
Okay. She's like, otherwise I am working. And she is, you guys, it's crazy. She's always creating something or working with someone. I will put everything in the show notes for you. And she's also going to give you a super amazing special discount for finding out about it on here. And that is going to last 1 week from today, you guys. So make sure you saw the see the date of the launch of the show. And for 1 week, she is going to give you guys an amazing discount. So make sure you head over to her website, or you check out the link that I have posted in the show notes exactly to this guide, and you'll be able to get the discount there. And I can tell you that when she told me the price, I'm just going to say, honestly, you're crazy if you don't do this, because she's like giving away the farm because she's so passionate. So anyhow, if I could have had this, I swear to you, I swear. So anyway, I want everybody to be able to get their message out, because it is painful to carry that around and not know. It really does feel like you are like way overly pregnant. So you got to birth that. So anyway, Rachel, thank you so much for being on here. And because this is all about happiness, I'm going to go ahead and just totally trip you up and throw you with my last happiness question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I am on a elevator ride with you and we really only have 30 seconds left and I look at you and I say, how can I make myself happy? What do you tell me?
Do what you love, go where you want to be, and surround yourself with people that make you happy.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Perfect. So you guys, if you love this episode as much as I did, or you know somebody who is struggling with their message, make sure you share it, you tweet it, and you let Rachel know how much you love her and how much you appreciate her on her social media. Until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.